Jesus has just given his disciples what we call today the Great Commission, the instruction to preach the gospel to the whole world. The Gospel of Mark is coming to its dramatic end.
After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God.
The New Testament tells us many times that at his ascension, Jesus sat at the right hand of God. This is repeated often to remind us of two vital facts. The first one is that the right hand of God is the seat of divine power. Jesus has all power. And if you are trusting in him, then all power is yours in Jesus' name. The second vital fact follows from the first. Everything that Jesus did was for you. He lived for you. He died for you. He rose for you. And he ascended for you. He did it as your substitute and representative. If the Father has accepted Christ at his right hand, then he has also accepted you and all those who trust in him. Now, as the Apostle Paul forcefully reminds us, there is nothing to separate you from the love of God. The Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 6 and 7 that God raised us up in Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. This is past tense. It happened at the cross. When Jesus died, you died. When he rose, you rose. And when he was seated at the right hand of God, you were seated in heavenly places with him. Think on the meaning of this verse and what it means for your life today. The gift is yours. Accept it, believe it.